I mean, it's been a while. Well, actually, I had a buddy, he went to a soccer game there before. He said, you know, the fans are pretty intense. You know, they love the soccer down there. So, you know, no intel on football games.
And as you said, no room service.
Yeah, no room service. Oh, yeah.
No ice?
But no, but that's because I got to watch what I eat, though. So, you know, different reasons for me.
How do you prepare playing in a high elevation like that?
I mean, you know, for the most part, we've just been going at it. Like, you know, we go, you know, we work towards every game. You know, we're going to do the same work week. I mean, you really can't prepare, in my opinion. You know, I just feel like you just have to, you know, once you get there, you know, just have to push through.
I heard some players are practicing or working out at least with, like, the masks.
I think, you know, some of the guys, you know, they do that on their own, you know, for, you know, off-season workouts. So they probably already have some masks and, you know, probably things are going to help them. So, but me personally, man, I played in Denver before, and then, I mean, had camp when I used to be with the Cardinals, we had camp in Flagstaff. So for me, I just feel like you just have to get, you know, get in and to actually get used to it.
Is there a difference you've experienced it? You've experienced it playing out too. You said, what do you think it's differently in the game?
It definitely affects you a little bit, but I think for the most part, you know, for what we've been preparing, I mean, the way you train your body in general, I mean, your body just adapts. And then also, too, you know, mind over matter, just have to push through, and definitely know what's at stake. So I just think, you know, for me, you know, there's definitely, you know, things that I use to help me overcome, you know, within the game, and also, you know, go out there and play my best.
And you're a veteran of coming off the bye. What's the most important thing for this team, considering how well you guys are playing going into the bye? What do you have to guard against when you come off the line?
I just think, you know, we just got to get back, you know, in the swing of things and just keep our same focus. You know, we're in good position. You know, coach, we always set our goals. And, you know, right now we're in good position, you know, achieving our first goal, you know, which is to win the West. So, you know, I think everybody still had the same focus. You know, we definitely matured from a year ago. And, I mean, I pretty much think, you know, we're going to just get back where we left off. You know, everybody's excited. You know, they enjoyed their little time off. But now, you know, back to business, you know, getting back to watching film, you know, taking notes, and, you know, all our focus is on Houston right now.
What was it like, you know, being off and then sort of losing ground in the AFC West?
I mean, hey, man, this is how the NFL goes, yeah. You know. So, but at the same time, you know, we're still in the same spot. You know, we're tired, but right now, you know, it goes to Kansas City because they beat us. But, you know, then it was just really wasn't too much worry about it because, you know, right now I feel like we control our own, you know, destiny. So, you know, we just take it one week at a time. So, you know, we'll still be in good position like we were before we left for a bye week.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
No problem.